Mike Drockers here, host of Upstage Live on K-Hum, and you're about to hear a conversation with Brett Denon. We're very grateful to the 4-H kids and the Redwood Coast Montessori kids who fill the audience, and you'll hear Brett talk with them about fairies and chocolate and nature. You may not hear them respond. What I'm saying is we had audio issues, but we did have a really good time, and we want to thank everybody who came out, and a special thanks to Brett Denon, who is always gracious, and his new album is called Smoke and Mirrors.
KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
We are joined by Brett Denon. Please make some noise. Thank you. You're back in town, and you had said that one of the weirdest things you played is in Humboldt County.
Yes,
you played.
Strangest gig I've ever played. It was early on in my career, and I hadn't played up in this area yet, and I booked a gig at the Bridgeville Flying Saucer Festival. I'm surprised that's on your radar. Did you see it in the magazine, or
it's out there? The Flying Saucer Fest is kind of.
Have you been to the? Anybody been to the Saucer Fest? Yeah, so we play. My friend and I, we played as people were throwing their flying saucers off the bridge. It was nuts.
You're no stranger to Humboldt. You've hiked the Lost Coast, right?
Mm-hmm. Half of it.
How was that?
It's hard. Challenging.
One of your favorite places to be is in the mountains.
The Emigrant Wilderness in the Central Sierra.
Yeah. You guys been there? Anybody gone there? Tell the kids, and we got a bunch of kids here in the audience, where a great starter hike would be.
A good first hike is, do you have stairs? You start with going up the stairs, then you go outside, and you find a hill, and you go up the hill, you go down the hill, and you find a bigger hill, and then you find a mountain, you go up the mountain, and then once you climb a mountain, then you set your sights on even bigger mountains. So there's always more mountains to climb.
You climbed Kilimanjaro this year?
I did, January. It was a tough hike. We did it to raise money for a pediatric oncology center in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. So myself and another musician and some enthusiastic hikers went down there to hike. It took about 8 days. It was pretty challenging.
It's like mountaineering. You've got crampons.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that difficult, but it was pretty high. I mean, the altitude, we were up there 18,000, 19,500. I mean, that'll make you go a little nuts, that altitude.
So to couch it differently, you climbed Kilimanjaro with the lead singer of the Gym Blossoms.
That's right.
To fight cancer.
Yes.
That's awesome. Could you talk about the charity that you did that for?
A friend of mine started a charity called the Impact Plan. That's sole purpose is to funnel money from these fundraising endeavors to the hospital. So all the money we made, we donated to the Impact Plan, and they're using it to run the Children's Hospital.
We got Brett Denon here. He plays tonight, 8 o'clock. So let's do another song.
Okay. I am a wild cherish I am. I love the country. I want to run free and I don't want to live up to anyone's plans. I want to feel the good vibes and I wanna feel the sunshine with you by my side. I am a wild child, mama. You can take me where the music's playing. Hit me on the dance floor. Hold me a little closer, you know. I am a wild child, but yes, I am. I wanna feel the good vibes, you know. Wanna feel the sunshine with you by my side. I am a wild child, mama. You can hold me tight if you wanna, if you wanna hold me tonight.
Denon live on KHUM Radio. If you're a kid, make some noise. Rhett, when you were a little kid, mm-hmm. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, fire hydrant.
How'd that go?
That dream didn't last very long. Then I wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is your sister a teacher?
My sister is a teacher and a great teacher.
Yeah? What does she teach?
She teaches math and science. She teaches at a couple like independent charter schools, so it's hard to keep up. But sometimes she's teaching science, sometimes she's teaching math. Occasionally she teaches art. She's a great artist, great singer.
You also wanted to be a camp counselor.
I wanted to be a camp counselor. I wanted to be any sort of educator that could work with kids and just be outside all the time. And then somehow, along the way, I discovered I wanted to play music, and that took over my life.
And you discovered that at summer camp.
Yeah, that's where the seed was planted. But I didn't really realize I wanted to play music for the rest of my life until after I went to college.
Some of the people who went to summer camp with you sent me some intel. Apparently, Brett Denon likes to play Sinead O'Connor outside the mess hall.
I think I might have done that once or twice. I definitely did that at a karaoke place in Modesto, at a pizza karaoke.
What is it? Because, I mean, you talk about summer camp. You went to a place called Camp Jack Hazard.
That's right.
And it clearly affected you. Was it the outdoorsiness, or was it the camaraderie, or like, what did you get out of summer camp that you still take with you today?
Oh, both of those. Both of those. I love being outside. I think it's just a magical way to experience the world. It's just in the natural wonders of the world and being in the presence of things that have existed long before you ever have. But I like the imagination that happens at summer camp. I think for me, I came from a small town where I was defined as whatever I was defined as, and then I went up to camp and was around a bunch of kids that didn't know me and I didn't know them, and I could be whoever I wanted to be. And I had great positive role models, and it the camp I went to, the experience I had, even working there as a counselor, it's just great character building, surrounded by great role models, and everybody is united in this idea that we're all going to be something someday, and we're going to carry with us this feeling that we have, this innocence and this pride of living righteously. We're going to carry that with us through everything we do, and we're not going to grow stale and moldy and bitter and brittle. We're gonna stay true to who we were when we were kids.
I hate to ask a "what's that like" kind of question.
Yeah.
You have taken kids like out into the wilderness. Like you have escorted kids who have never been out in the mountains. You've taken them out. What's that like?
It's like anytime you experience somebody seeing something for the first time with their own eyes, something that they didn't know was possible. It's a rejuvenating experience. I see it with my nephew who, has never seen a duck before, something like that. You know, I was taking kids out backpacking that had never seen a squirrel or had never seen a stick, and you know, they want to pick up the stick or they never built a fire. It's, their eyeballs get so big. It's a great thing to experience. You know, it's like when you're falling in love, everything is fresh and new. You're seeing it from a different perspective. And that's what it's like to be a kid. And I think that's why, that's a big reason why people who work with kids want to work with kids, just to be around that source all the time. It's really inspiring.
What's in that source? Like
innocence, purity, magic. Do you kids feel magical ever? Have you ever seen like fairies?
Anybody ever seen, show of hands, who's seen a fairy? I saw a fairy once.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
In Napa.
Go on.
In the Redwoods in Napa. And I was working at this place called the Mosaic Project, which is another type of camp, but it's filled with education and sharing and experience about who we are and what makes us who we are, and building community across differences. And part of one of the days, we spend the whole day just kind of out walking through the redwoods. And we go to fairy rings and we learn about ancient trees and the wisdom that they have to pass on. And we sort of make the metaphor of like our ancestors and the wisdom that they have to pass on that we have to keep with us. We tell the kids that the forest is a magical place, and that if their eyes are wide open and they believe, they're going to see a fairy. And I had been working there for 4 or 5 years, and I had said that to the kids every day, telling them I've actually never seen one myself, but I've heard people have. And then one day I did. This kid was, I put this one kid at the front of the line because he just needed a little extra attention, and needed to keep my eyes on him, and he needed a responsibility in that. So I gave him the responsibility to lead the group, and he started chasing this bug, and I was like, oh, great, you know, here he goes. He's chasing this bug. I got to hone him in. I was like, hey, bud. And as I got close, I realized it wasn't a bug that he was about to grab. It was a little fairy with wings, legs, and a head, and arms. Blue and bright and shiny, glowing.
And now you can say you've seen a fairy.
Now I can say
in Napa
with confidence.
Yeah, all right.
Belief fairies. That I have seen a fairy.
I want to ask you one more question, and we'll do another song or two. It's Brett Denning.
Sure.
And you spent a lot of time in the backcountry, mm-hmm. and it looks like you write an album, you tour, and then you take a year off and you go hike. Where have you hiked around the world?
Well, it's not necessarily in that order. Like, the riding and the hiking happen together.
Aren't you sponsored by a hiking pole company? Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe.
One's got you listed.
Oh, good. That's great.
They should be sending you free poles,
yeah.
Seems like.
Well, I'll use them.
You went to Everest Base Camp?
I hiked to Everest Base Camp. I've done... You know, I wouldn't go around bragging about being a hiker or a mountaineer or someone who would, be worthy of a pole sponsorship. But in my life, I would just say I'm a hiking enthusiast, an outdoor enthusiast. And I live part-time in the Central Sierra, so I do a lot of hiking around there. I've gotten to hike in Nepal. I've gotten to hike in Tanzania. And I do it just for a lot of reasons. One, it's the best exercise, and it's a great way to get inspired. A lot of songs have come to me through being in the outdoors, and it's a good way to get away and just reconnect, recharge. Remember what your values are. You know, let your problems, just stresses, just melt away the higher you get into the mountains.
We got Brett Denon here. Let's do another song, and then I got a few more questions.
Okay.
He plays tonight right here at the Van Duzer Theater. It's K-Hum Radio.
Well, do we have another request? Kiddos, do you have one? Yes? Uh-huh. Yeah? You eat little chocolates at night time with your brother at your auntie's house? So when you go to your auntie's house at night with your brother and eat chocolates, she says that the fairies give them to you? Wow, that's cool. Can I come over? Because I love chocolate and berries. Anybody else have a request for a song? Come back, kid. Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's a common curse. Maybe things get bad before they get worse. I don't want to become someone I can't live up to what I already done. Don't keep it just to figure it out. When it rains, it pours, and then it runs out. Who's crying on the bathroom floor? I just went about a good take no more. Well, here comes a comeback. Kid, it's back, back on track. Yeah. There goes my hero. He's the underdog, he's coming out on top, all right. That's my dog, he was the top of the trailer park. She ran whistling through the graveyard, and she came here incident. Oh, I was staying on her, I may have been a man of love, but then I lost myself. And now I'm nowhere, she's somewhere else in the boat with the brown skinny legs. And I want to know to the saints. I say, hey, here comes a comeback. Kid is back, back on track. And there goes my hero. He's the underdog coming out on top. And everybody loves a comeback. So come on back now, come back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog. Singing, that's my dog. That's my dog. Na 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 na. That's my dough.
Brett Denon, live at the Van Duzer Theater. The Mosaic Project?
Yeah.
You're on the board of directors. Could you plug that? It seems like such a cool project.
Yeah, it's really cool because it's a school, but it looks and feels like a camp. It's in the mountains outside of Napa, more towards the coast, in a redwood forest, and you come up with your fifth grade classroom. So some of these kids might be old enough to go. Some of them might not be old enough yet. But you come up with your whole classroom, and you're there with other schools from different parts of the San Francisco Bay Area, the kids that are really different from you that you might not really get to meet because they're from different neighborhoods. And you spend the whole week with these new kids learning about who they are, and you get a better understanding of who you are, and you learn about things like what's stereotyping, prejudice, and discrimination, and how they happen, and what we can do to stop that. And it's all about just getting to know people and understanding what makes us different from each other, and that difference is a good thing, and we should celebrate our differences.
The Mosaic Project. You guys should Google it. It's really, really cool. Let's do a quick lightning round, and I got a hat over there. A lightning round. It's like first thought, best thought. You are a Northern Californian from Oakdale, California.
Mm-hmm.
A's or Giants?
A's. That's easy.
McGuire or Canseco?
Canseco. Sorry, I know. It's controversial, but it's also easy for me.
Chain pizza or local pizza?
I'm not a pizza connoisseur, but from where I'm from, there was a chain called Round Table, which you don't find everywhere, and that was amazing.
And then somebody wanted me to ask you, and I'm quoting here, Katie wanted to know, quote, why were you so cool?
Cruel?
No. Cool.
Oh. She's fooled. I'm not. I can't answer that.
Well, speaking of baseball.
This is our local minor league team, Humboldt Crabs. Go Crabs, go. That's right. Go Crabs. And in here are a bunch of questions that were written by local school kids. We're going to do two of these. So reaching, grab one card.
Yep. What's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? It might be when I was just in Africa, I saw a little baby elephant walking with its mom, and the baby put its trunk up and wrapped it around the mom's tail, and it was following the mom, and it was like the mother and baby were holding hands, but it was trunk holding tail.
That's one big fat aw right there. You guys would say aw.
Baby elephants are cute.
And it's awe-ducational as well.
Another one? Last one. What's... Ooh. This is a tough question. What's the hardest decision you have ever made in life? Wow. I've made a lot of really hard decisions. And I think the hardest one that I ever made was the decision that I knew was the right thing to do, which was to follow my dreams and to become a musician, an artist. And it was hard because people can tell you every day, you know, you're good, you can do this, you follow your dreams, but it's up to you to believe in yourself. And that's a really hard thing to do. You have to wake up every morning again and again, day after day, and believe in yourself. Like, people can tell you to quit, people can tell you to stop, they could tell you to keep going, but it's like when you're all alone and you're lying in bed at night or you're waking up in the morning and you're like, do I have the strength to do this? You have to make the decision yourself, and it's hard. You face a lot of criticism. When you start out, you pour. It's not easy, but it takes a lot of courage, and I'm happy I did it. It's still hard to this day.
You may find yourself at a UFO competition in Humboldt County, California.
That's right. Well, yeah. But you know what? The great thing about that gig was those people were all the kind of people you want to be around, because they're like the ones who would give you encouragement to follow your dreams, because they're woodsy mountain UFO believing people. And those are the kind of people I want to be around, no matter how weird the gig was. playing on a bridge while people throw like saucers made out of wiffle ball bats or whatever.
We got time for one more tune. What would you like to play, Brett Dennett?
Continuing with the nature theme, and you were asking me about nature and writing songs and inspiration and all that. There is a song that I have that sort of has like the magic of nature, except there's no fairies in it. Listen to the river, does it make you wonder how anything could ever stand still? First lightning, then thunder, thunder. A kiss in the rain, I feel the thrill. I only want you, I only want you. We had. I only want you, I only want you. It's as simple as that. Run to the forest to find some shelter. Remember how we fell in love so sweet. Say watch your step, walk softer, softer. Cause dreams are growing below our feet. I only want you, I only want you. One will be hand. I only want you, I only want you. Can we get it back? I only want you, I only want you. I only want you, I only want you. It's as simple as that. Yours is the best love, it's the best love. So pure and so true. Our love will lift us, our love will lift us. Only love, my darling, only you. When I do not feel inspired, I can only speak my heart. I'm sitting in the middle of a fire, fire. Catch a spark. I only want you, I only want you. Want what we had. I only want you, I only want you. Can we get it back? I only want you, I only want you. Want what we had. I only want you, I only want you. It's as simple as that. Thank you.
We want to thank the 4-H kids who are here, the Redwood Coast Montessori kids who are here. We want to thank all the kids who are here, and all the parents too. Thank you guys. Also, Michael Moore, Pete Dalmolin, and Dan back in the booth, and Roy and Michael Moore and everybody at Center Arts. We want to thank them very much. And Mark, and of course, Brett Dennett. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Yeah, he plays tonight. And we're about to toss it back to Larry in the studio. Also, big shout out to Lynette Nutter, wherever she is. Lynette, thanks for helping, as always. And Willie T. Taylor's here. Everybody get your ticket from Center Arts. You can find a link at khum.com and buy Brett Denon Records and support all the things he supports because this dude is amazing. So thanks again, Brett Denon. Back
Thank
to you,
you,
Larry.
Anytime. I'll come back anytime.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.